Welcome to episode 539 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 6 of our special series, 12 Days of Christmas. Luke 2 verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Mary and Joseph had made their way to Bethlehem for the census, and while they were there, Mary gave birth. Jesus is swaddled and laid in a manger. There lying in that manger was the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christmas. Jesus, the very Son of God, fully equal in nature with God, becomes human flesh. The Apostle Paul is moved by the magnitude of this mystery. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. In 1 Timothy 3 verse 16 he adds, great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. The God of the universe, the one who created all things, who holds all things together, who sustains all things, lies crying in a manger. To the world, it is simply another birth, another baby being born. In reality, the plan God had put in place before the foundation of the world had been laid is coming to fruition. The incarnation, the Son of God, taking on flesh and being born as a human is happening before the eyes of an ordinary couple, Mary and Joseph. Luke 2 verses 8 to 9. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. In the same region, that is Bethlehem. Keeping watch over their flocks. Nothing special or unusual in this verse. Simple shepherds doing their simple thing out in the fields. Some have suggested these were the temple shepherds watching over the sheep that were to be used as sacrifices. It is possible, but the text makes no such claim. Luke is not interested in the identity of the shepherds, rather in what happens to them. An angel of the Lord appears in the glory of God, and the shepherds are gripped with fear. Here we have our connection with Mary and Joseph. All three experience a visit by an angel, and all three are afraid. But the shepherd's visitation is different from Mary and Joseph's in that it was accompanied by the glory of the Lord. The result is that the shepherd's fear is far greater than that of either Mary or Joseph. The glory of the Lord shone around them. We often think of a spotlight shining behind the angels, but the text says the shepherds were engulfed in God's glory. In an instant, the shepherds went from the black of the night to being surrounded by the glory of God. Now, what is God's glory? Exodus 24, verse 17. Now, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Ezekiel 1, verse 28. Like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness all around. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of one speaking. Matthew 17, verse 5. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Revelation 21, verse 23. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. It is described in different ways, but one thing that is the same is the response of the people who see it. When the Israelites saw God's glory in Exodus, they would not even go near the mountain for fear. Ezekiel fell on his face and was unable to stand. Matthew 17, verse 6 describes the response of the disciples. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. These were men who had spent 3 years with Jesus and had seen incredible miracles, and they were totally unprepared to see God's glory. This is the glory of God that pierces the darkness and surrounds these unsuspecting shepherds. The result is that they are filled with great fear. Literally, they feared a great fear. They're terrified. This is not simply a perplexity at what they saw. They weren't simply anxious. Joseph was fearing the decision he had to make. Mary was fearing God's favor. Nor were these shepherds in awe or reverence. They were gripped with terror. They have absolutely no idea what is going on. The hillside has vanished, and all they can see is light and the resemblance of someone speaking to them. Luke 2 verses 10 to 12. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Fear not. If ever there were timely words, there was good news of great joy. They were not experiencing some kind of divine judgment. They were receiving a divine announcement. This was not just for the shepherds, but for all people. For unto you, Jesus came and was born as a human in order to save humanity. The news was for everyone, and that everyone included the shepherds. It was an announcement for them because they were included in the unto you. The angel was not just announcing the arrival of a Savior or the Savior, but their Savior. This shows the universal and yet personal nature of Christianity. The salvation offered in Jesus is for all, and that all includes you and it includes me. Jesus didn't just come into our world, becoming one of us and dying in man's place on a cross. He came into your world and became human just like you and died in your place on the cross. It is not enough to simply acknowledge the facts of the Christ in the manger. You must understand and believe that the child in the manger was born for you. His life and his death are the only basis by which you must be saved. For a Christian, Christmas is not just the birth of a baby or even the birth of a Savior. It is the birth of our Savior. When we look at the manger, we cannot help but see the cross, for the one in the manger is the one who took our place on the cross. We have salvation and eternal hope because of Jesus. Praise God for the birth of my Savior. Glory to God. As the blazing glory of God surrounds the shepherds, the angels boldly declare his greatness and his peace. It is every created being's purpose to bring glory to God. God is the creator of all things, and as creator, he deserves our adoration. It is fitting that the angels announce God's peace, as it is the birth of the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the means by which humanity can experience God's peace. It is through Jesus that fallen humanity will once again be at peace with God, and it is through Jesus that humans will experience the peace of God. Jesus is the ultimate reason not to fear. Father, thank you that we need not fear because our salvation has come. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.